Time now for another installment of our occasional series, Here's the Thing, where Julian Clancy uncovers the stories behind objects on display in the Little Museum of Dublin. Tonight, he's looking at a handwritten letter from one of Ireland's greatest literary talents.
The Little Museum of Dublin first opened its doors in 2011. And when John Hughes visited there, there was a lot to take in.
At that stage, it was like an empty shell. He had a few pieces kind of piled up in one corner, and a few things hanging in the wall. Some things they hadn't quite figured out where they were going to put it, and the building needed a bit of tidying up as well.
Spread across three floors, the museum contains hundreds of random but curious-looking objects, from signs to milk bottles, birth certs to newspapers. These are all objects donated by the public, and each with their own individual story to tell.
Anybody growing up in Dublin will have a connection. They'll have something there that they'll remember.
John was originally there to work on the lighting displays for all these artifacts, but when he heard that they were still looking for donations, he had just the thing. It was a handwritten letter from 1976, and it was from Samuel Beckett.
Let's go.
We can't.
Why not?
We're waiting for Godot.
The story of that letter begins in John's childhood home in Fox Rock. In 1976, when John was 10, he lived with his parents in a magnificent, stately home called Cooldrinna, meaning the quiet place of the Blackthorn. The house was built by Beckett's father in 1903, and if you see pictures of it, it's the kind of house that belongs to another world.
And even things like the attics were places to explore, lots of wood panelling. You felt that there was a secret behind every space or up every fireplace. You might see a scratch or a etching in a panel and say, was that, you know, was there some story behind that? So it was that sense of a fantasy house.
Samuel Beckett was born here in 1903.
We did have occasionally people calling up to the house to do research, or people who were studying Beckett would call up and ask, could they have a look around? So you knew there was something special about it in the neighbourhood.
One day at school, when John was around 10, his teacher asked the class to do a project on a local person that they were interested in. Despite the fact that, at the time, Samuel Beckett was living in Paris and remained an enigma to much of the world, John chose the author to do the project on.
Most 10-year-olds would find his work quite challenging, but you just kind of had the sense that there was something significant there.
John took out a piece of paper and began writing down some simple questions for the author about growing up in this house. Then he went to his father's copy of Waiting for Godot, went to the back of it, and got the address for the publisher in Paris. He attached a note asking them to pass it on to Beckett and sent it off. John's parents looked on, a little bemused about their son sending off his homework assignment to the desk of one of Ireland's greatest writers.
They did condition me to say, you know, don't expect a reply. You know, this is a very busy man, very important man. He's got lots of things going on, but send it anyway.
One morning, around 4 weeks later, a mysterious letter came in the post, addressed to John. It had a French postscript on it, and when he opened it, he saw that it was from the desk of Samuel Beckett.
So I'd asked some questions about his time in the house, and he writes, as a boy, I slept with my brother in the room at the top of the house next to the attic where the water tank is, or was then. Well, it still was when we were there. As an undergraduate, before I went to live in TCD, Trinity, I slept in the tiny room, originally my father's dressing room, beside the big bedroom with the bay window, where incidentally I was born. If you ever meet my ghost in house or on grounds, please give it my regards. Wishing you happy years in that old home, I am yours antiquatedly, Sam Beckett.
What makes this letter so valuable is that Beckett was a notoriously private person. Very little had been written about him in 1976 because he tended to avoid interviews where possible. At the time, John didn't know any of this, but as a schoolboy, he was still struck by the letter's contents.
In his letter, he did spook me a little bit, if I'm honest, because he actually said, if I ever met his ghost, and I was a bit taken aback by that, because it was quite unusual for somebody to describe their ghost when they were still alive, never mind the fact that there could be a ghost in the house. And it was that type of building. You looked at it and you said, oh yes, there could be a ghost in there.
It was clear that Beckett had a strong connection to the house, and in 1987, the house brought John's parents in contact with the writer again, but this time in France.
They were in Paris, and they said, why don't we see if would he meet us? So they met at a cafe, I can't remember the name, but they had a discussion with him, and first of all, they thanked him on my behalf for the letter, and so he was very interested in the house, very interested in what was happening in Fox Rock in the area, and as he remembered it. So they had quite a long conversation with him over a cup of coffee.
Samuel Beckett passed away 2 years after meeting John's parents in 1989. He'd lived in Paris since the outbreak of World War II. He'd fought in the resistance here, and he'd wrote some of his most celebrated works in the city. But reading that letter today, the one that you can see hanging up in the Little Museum of Dublin, it's really tempting to think that his ghost, or maybe part of it, still lives on in the Dublin house where he was born.
It's a link between me and my time growing up in the house, and I think it's only right it should be shared with other people, and that's why I'm more than happy to have it in the Little Museum of Dublin.
Julian Clancy was reporting there. He was speaking to John Hughes, who as a child received that handwritten letter from Samuel Beckett. Here's the Thing is funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee.